Keep On Loving You. When I was, 15, 16 years old, and it was when I first got my driver's license growing up in Louisiana, I had that album cranked up so loud in my car. I loved REO Speedwagon back then. I knew every word to every song. But that song in particular brings back a lot of moments with first dates and
all right.
and first drives, you know, in your car with your date. So it brings back some really, really good memories. Some memories that might get me in trouble.
So, well, yes. Yeah. So maybe not give us too much detail.
Not much
those
detail.
Memories.
But I still love that record when I hear it every now and then. I still just think it's such a great record.
I know. We know why it puts a smile on your face.
Absolutely. Yeah. yeah.
right. Okay. It's Tim McGraw choosing the tracks of his years this week. And next one is Faith Hill singing Breathe.
Yeah, well, I'm sort of biased on this one, of course, but I remember when she recorded this record, and to me, when I hear it come on the radio, it's still sonically one of the best sounding records that I think that's ever been made. I think she's one of the best singers anywhere in the world. I think she's such a soulful vocalist. The way she performs this song, so sultry and sexy and soulful all at the same time, it's just captivating.
Tell me about the business of songwriting. When you've written a song, what do you feel about it, once you've written it, about where it goes?
Well, I'm tough on my songs. I haven't recorded a lot of my songs throughout the years, but a few. For me, I have to let the song win. And so if my songs are in a pile of songs with everybody else's that send me songs to record an album, mine has to be three times as good as anybody else's in order to make it, because I'm so hard on them, and it's hard for me to judge them. But to me, I think songwriting is probably the most talented artistic bunch of people that there are. I mean, you create movies in a song. You create 3-4 minute movies, and they walk you through a person's life that quickly and that intensely and that honestly so fast that it's just such a great talent. And I think it probably goes back to the earliest ways of communication is in telling stories in song.
I think I've read you saying once about performing in public. Lots of artists can tell you how they feel, but the best artists tell you how you feel yourself.
Absolutely. If you can tell somebody how they feel and they didn't know it, then you're doing your job.